Hello everyone and welcome to JFG Tonight. Frederik Van Finkel, deluded as always on the regular chat, thinks he has found some important solution, is going to encrypt it and save it somewhere. Poor Frederik Van Finkel, it must suck to live in absolute delusion every day of your life and there's no out until you die. How are you doing, people of the regular chat? Today I've been integrating more plants to my game. I love programming so much. And just a review here. At this point, the game has 280 different plants. The biodiversity in this game will be something. So here's a little tour of the plant models that I've integrated. As you can see, they can be highlighted in red. That's when selecting the plant to interact with it, shovel it out, harvest its fruit, whatever. So here we have some space cactus style. That's how it starts. Defenestrator says, Jeff, if you shoot a cow, it should explode into steaks. I want something like this, definitely. Now we're entering some devastated vegetation, dried trees, little bubble moose. And here we have bottom of swamp type of water veggies, lettuces. We have various colors of lettuces. Here we have the vegetation for a greeny part. Boom. Gigantic mushrooms of space. Flowers. Beautiful little flower. Ferns. And here we are in the weird trees of space. Little crystals. Little mushrooms of other planets. Cacti. You know, the plural of cactus is cacti. Cacti. We have some weird spore-like mushrooms. Suspended mushroom lamp style. And little pina colada at a Chinese buffet to finish the whole thing. Stephen Robinson says, is this virtual world flat or curved? It is flat, but it is meant to represent reality with a globe Earth. But the world itself is flat for the purpose of simplicity. I've been quite stunned at what we've seen yesterday. We are seeing what happens when the right controls its information channels. And this great campaign that Nick Fuentes is launching himself toward could not exist under censorship. It's really wonderful. It's really wonderful that we can have audiences because in the absence of Elon Musk, this doesn't happen. In the absence of a presence on Twitter, all of this would have been a little revolt. Couldn't have had the impact that it had. So it's beautiful to see what happens when we can just speak freely. Because Nick Fuentes is making basically a class here, a political class on political leverage and how to use it. And he's been having a response from Trump already, which is quite surprising. I'm pretty amazed that the Trump campaign is already feeling the heat. Now, I don't think that the response is a final victory for Nick, because I think it's a very small response. But just the fact of knowing there are people who are getting nervous, it's impressive that a random 25-year-old guy, streamer, who basically was my friend back in the early days of streaming, And he promised me to even invite me at the White House when he would be president, and that we'd eat a steak there, if I remember correctly. I think he owes me a steak dinner at the White House. But it's impressive to see a 25-year-old having that much impact, that the mainstream left press is talking about this, that Trump is getting nervous. He's not getting nervous enough, in my view. But the simple fact that there is a channel of communication and reactivity is very reassuring. It means that Trump will be potentially bringable to rationality with respect to his campaign. What happened yesterday was that Corey Lewandowski, I don't exactly know how to say his name, but the Corey, a guy who was on Trump's campaign in 2016, got brought back. So first, that's a sign that Trump knows there was energy in 2016 that is not there anymore, and we have to find that energy again. Now, Corey is a Zionist, so let's not delude ourselves here. He's been even a counselor to Israeli for Israeli elections. So Corey is not the drop of extremism or radicalism that we would hope to have. Now, he's a guy from French-Canadian descent and some kind of Eastern Europe descent. He's a Catholic. He's been raised in Catholic schools. And he's not the most radical of his counselors that he had back in 2016. So I wouldn't say that this is a final victory, but it's already a victory to know that the current campaign managers have been judged as inefficient by Trump so much that a fix was needed. Speaker's Corner says Lewandowski was always set to come back. I don't know why Nick is celebrating this. He is a Netanyahu shill. Yes, so that's why the... well, we don't know this. This claim that he was always set to come back. Okay, I mean, this has been started by Laura Loomer. Laura Loomer was so distressed that Nick Fuentes may have had causal influence on American politics, she had to say that no, Lewandowski was going to come anyway. We don't know this. I don't know the reliability of this. In any case, whether you want to argue that his comeback was speeded up by Nick or that it was done by Nick, certainly here I see causal influence here, not just from the Groyper wires, but from the weeks of pressure that Nick has built on Chris Lacivita and Susie Wiles. So this is the work of Nick, in my view, whether we even consider the Groyper War announcement or not. Nick has a proper diagnosis of the fact that Trump has... You know, Nick has montages, video montage of Trump's classical sentences from 2016. And none of these sentences he repeats now. Clearly, we have a different Trump here. And Nick was saying on yesterday's show, he was saying, you have people are alarmed at getting attacked by random, crazy black guys on the street. And you don't talk about it. You talk about inflation. There was the basket of goods press conference that Trump did. And yeah, it's true. The election could be more radical and could be much more close to what people need. Because yes, the things that emotionally move people are not sense question in the wallet. People are pretty much gone from, you know, building wealth, and people are more in a mood of, I want to survive, and I'd like to know that the president is on my side. So if you were to talk about stuff like immigration, this was the message of Nick. if he was to talk about immigration, about criminality, about race, and even at this point, Kamala Harris is talking about race. Now, this is what I want to say today. There's a whole offense around her little video she did with Tim Walz, because Tim Walz describes his food. Kamala Harris kind of leads in and says, oh, yeah, what do you eat? Tacos? And he says, yeah, white boy tacos. And it's like she says, what is it? Is it tuna, mayonnaise? What is white boy tacos? Is there any spice? And, you know, she asks it. This gives her black, independent black woman credential. Because the black woman who doesn't know much about culinary stuff, there is one point that she's capable of articulating as a critique, and it's like, you don't put no spices? And somehow the left has created a fictional environment in which white people don't use no spice. Okay? It's not true. And it's racist. And, you know, who the fuck do you think you are, black people? Like, sorry, black people, but you don't have a culinary tradition. Your culinary tradition, if I go into Africa, I will die of starvation before I eat the crap that you guys have to serve me. Okay? They went into Africa, made documentaries about this. They dig holes in the sand and they let things rot in there for a year. And that's their cuisine. It really, they taste crap. Now, when they make it to America, there are spices available at the grocery store. And so now the black people of America identify around spices. Spices that were served to you by the white man. Because no spices have made it into somehow into the African continent. So it's like African-American black culture to dunk on white people for not having spices. But as a white nationalist once pointed out on Twitter, the theory is they think we don't use spices because they know us from when we work in jails. And when we work in public schools, that's their view of white people. They don't get invited to a white people dinner. When white people serve them food, it's when they're in jail. And so or when they are at the hospital. And when the hospital brings them their crappy food, they think, oh my God, this is white people's food. Anyways, all of this to say, there is a racist conception on the left that white people don't use no spice. And it's really a black conception. And leftist liberals are sometimes happy to play the stupid white, to play the token white. Or here, I'm going to occupy the stupid white perception that you have in your fantasy. I'm going to act it out. And then you have self-hating white liberals who end up saying, oh, yeah, you know, it's true. We don't use no spice. Which, by the way, if you have a quality piece of meat, a limited amount of spice is needed because you don't have to hide the fucking chloride that you dip your chicken into. If you don't dip your chicken in bleach, you don't need to spice it that hard for the taste to come out good. Now, all of this justifies, if you will, the Matt Walsh reaction to this video, which I don't share. Because in my view, it's fine. We have something to learn from what Kamala Harris is doing here. But let's see first the reaction of Matt Walsh, because at this point, Matt Walsh is talking the anti-white talk that we were talking about 8 years ago. Now, it's a little old for me, you know, to talk about anti-white racism. I got alarmed at this 8 years ago. But Matt Walsh is starting it.
Speaking of anti-white bigots, Kamala Harris and Tim Walz put out a very weird video yesterday. They sat down and I guess pretended to have dinner together or something. And I don't know what the point of the video was, but I guess the point was to show us that, oh, they're real people, just like you and me. Oh, look, they're eating a meal. I eat meals. They're just like me. I should vote for them.
Well, well, well. We have a blockade of Twitter video. Do I have to refresh the page for it to work?
Tended was to show us that, oh, they're real people, just like you and me. Oh, look!
I don't know why this video is blocking on X. Anyways, let's have a look at the video itself. The point of Matt Walsh is to say, this is anti-white racism. And I would say it's true. And I welcome it. Because we are learning from Kamala here that the job of a politician, a talented politician, is to enact into reality the virtual fantasies of your crowd. So you know when Sam Harris is driven crazy by Trump talking about they're rapists. They're rapists and they're drug dealers and they're murderers. It doesn't matter whether it's true or true on average or it doesn't matter. Because Trump does, when he said these things in 2016, he was enacting into reality the fantasies of his crowd. And it doesn't matter whether the fantasy applies to one in a million Mexican or whether it applies to half of Mexicans. The mathematics of it are not important because the fantasy of danger, the expectation of danger, of murder, of your children getting raped, this expectation, you don't want one in a million of it. You don't want any of it. You want to be certain that it won't happen. And so the mathematics don't matter, the probability don't matter. And the same is true of what Kamala is saying here. It doesn't really matter that the fact is you can bring me the top black chefs of America and me as a non-professional chef, I can beat them. You can bring Gordon Ramsay to be a blind judge. I will prepare a meal. You can give me all the handicap you want. You can cut my ingredients. I can beat 15 top black chefs in America right now. Because I do use spice, but I use just enough of it. But it doesn't matter that it's not true. It's a leftist fantasy. And here they are playing it out.
Like I have white guy tacos and
what like
that black.
Mean? Like mayonnaise and tuna? What are you doing?
This was not dropped casually. They've decided that they were going to do this. This is so on top of the mimetic trend, a boomer cannot possibly think this. This has been decided by a bunch of internet-connected women somewhere in a press meeting, okay? He drops it super casually. I have some white boy tacos. This surfs on the white boy summer meme. So, I mean, this is the point at which Trump is so incompetent that the left is recycling the white boy summer meme. White boy summer. This belongs to the right. This belongs to Trump. You know, the concept of white boy summer would have never become what it became without the Groypers, without Nick Fuentes, without America First. And yet we have here basically a recycling of the white boy summer meme by leftists. And I don't hate them for stealing. I think what they're doing right now is full stealing. Like they steal IDs, they steal promises. They've understood that the way to beat Trump right now, because he's so soft, is to basically adopt everything that he says and say, not only I'm going to get everything that this guy does, but I'm going to do it and be a female and be black. Ha ha. Oh my God. I get the exact same tax cuts from Kamala, but I'm electing a female president on top of it. So that's the strategy on the side of the left. I'm not pissed for them stealing. I'm pissed at Trump for being stealable. How stupid do you have to be to have promises and teams of campaigns that are so easily stolen that they can even be stolen by your far-left opponent? Kamala Harris is the further left senator that there's ever been in the Democrat camp. So she has voted further left than any of the active senator right now. How can you have your ideas stolen by the far left? It's because your ideas are so moderate that they're not even right wing. Now, okay, that's a stealing of meme. Let's continue.
Tuna, what are you doing?
Pretty much ground beef and cheese.
That's okay. Do you put any flavor in it?
No.
Oh.
So here you have Kamala Harris playing the it's okay. It's okay. It's okay to just put beef and cheese. Do you put flavor? Do you put spices? And he says no. Who says this first? And second, how does that work? How do you make beef and cheese and not drop some spices in the pan? You don't even have salt and pepper? No spices. It's because he was told to say this. He was told to act out the racist stereotype of white people don't use spices.
Here's the deal. No, they said to be careful and let her know this, that black pepper is the top of the spice level in Minnesota, you know?
I'm the first vice president, I believe, who has ever grown chili peppers.
I'm trying to expand my food knowledge.
You know, we've got some cantaloupes. You'll be fine.
Yeah.
Now, they took... It was a bizarre montage, but it gets to the heart of what the left has to do, and they do it well. And Trump could be so much more like this. Trump, it doesn't matter if it's racist. It doesn't matter if it's taboo. They just did it right there. They showed you what to do. Enact the realities that your crowd is experiencing at the base level of society. They are faced with the problems of race on an everyday basis. You have to enact it. You have to make it happen in a virtual setting. You have to be alarmed at their realities in the same way Kamala and Tim here are recycling a falsehood about white people, but a falsehood that is in so many heads that it will resonate with their base. They did this whole creepy discussion.
Tell me about your dad.
I was 19. My little brother, I think, was eight or nine when he passed. After he died, my mom was a stay-at-home mom. She became our rock, and now she had to go out and get work because the medical bills broke her. And Social Security and Social Security survivor benefits. We're fine pulling ourselves up by our bootstraps. We had no boots. Mm-hmm. That's the boots. So programs that are just fundamental to keeping people from dropping into poverty, but to live with dignity. You keep talking about that.
We can't have a country and policies that let people fall through the cracks.
Yeah.
It is perfect. It is perfect because they bring this human touch to their crew, their crowd, and their crowd want to have this connection, even if it's all fake, even if she's dressed like she's doing a speech. There is they give an ambience. I've always said that when people watch YouTube videos, never forget that they are being basically cradled into sleep by your voice, which is why the microphone quality is very important. That's what they did. They gave Kino. They did Kino. The Democrats are doing Kino, while Trump is still in his old traditional way of doing politics. Little table, little microphones, the cameras, and oh, we're doing a press conference. That is much better than a press conference. That is Kino. And Trump needs to learn how to do this. He needs to relearn it because he knows how to do it. Lendot Guntram says, perfect pathological altruism signaling, one step from communism. Absolutely, that's where we are. Pope Francis says that Israel's attack on Gaza is terrorism. So the Catholic Church taking a strong stance against the atrocities of the Israelis.
Civili inermi sono oggetto di bombardamenti e spari. E questo è avvenuto persino all'interno del complesso parrocchiale.
Oh, wow. Is Twitter video bugging on us tonight on all the videos? Is it because, is it the browser that... Anyways, Israelis being talked to by Trump at this point. Even Trump has come out and say, and probably that's a result of the pressure from the Fuentes side. Trump tells Netanyahu, killing has to stop. it is probably a result of Nick Fuentes pressuring and the Zionism of Trump becoming quite uncomfortable because at this point it's punishing him too much with his base. What a miscalculation of Trump to have slided toward Zionism with the goal of getting the vote from the Jews. The Jews are a minority. They are not a significant... And even in that minority, the gains that you're going to make are going to come at a huge cost on your white base. You should have done what worked in 2016. Matt Walsh is making the argument on Twitter that black guy taco, that white guy taco is a racist remark. He says, so can you confirm that if I said a black guy taco is made of watermelon and fried chicken, you would not call it racist? Matt Walsh is correct. It's correct. It's a little late to be alarmed at anti-white racism, which has been quite omnipresent. But it's good to see that the Daily Wire is detecting a field of interest in their coverage. It used to be an exclusive domain of my kind of streaming to be complaining against anti-white racism, while the normies are catching up. This was one of the beautiful, strong appeals of Nick Fuentes. I want to fix this video problem, because if we're going to watch some videos, I don't want each of them to stop after 5 seconds. Let's see if this one will play. How do I fix this? That's the question. Do I copy paste in Notepad the link, but then I won't be logged in on Twitter if I open it on Edge? Ah, man, technical issues. Do I copy paste all of my videos for tonight and then close. Let's see. Well, try a different browser. It's not so easy because a different browser, I won't be logged in on Twitter. I would have to log in. Now I have to get my cell phone, 2FA. Let's restart Google Chrome instead. I have just copy pasted. Boom, Google Chrome. I hope that you guys are still there. Now let's see if we get how have you been doing on the regular chat? I am reloading my browser, so soon I should be able to see the regular chat. Ah, everything is falling apart. I can't even visit. I can't even resolve host at this point. Something went wrong. Wow, guys, we might have to cut it to a short show tonight. I'm sorry, but my whole internet is broken. DNS address could not be found. Let's see if we try Edge. Well, that is deeply weird. How do I reset Google Chrome? I think there was an update of Google Chrome today. How do I restart Google Chrome from scratch? Guys, I have to cut the show. I'm sorry. My whole internet is bugged. It's like I'm being DDoS'd or something. No internet. I'm sure you guys are still receiving me, but the local host DNS system is down. So I'm only streaming by IP. I'm going to have to figure this out, guys. Sorry. Much love. By the way, the Patreon hangout will be next Friday. Next Friday and 7 days from now, we will have our Patreon hangout. I have to cut this short for tonight because I don't have anything. My whole computer is bugging right now. Bye-bye.